Welcome everybody to Whale Talk Wrestling, episode 117. Got a lot here. Got some New Japan Royal Quest, New Japan Declaration of Power, Extreme Rules, and Halloween Havoc. We got a lot to talk about. Like I said, been going to a lot of wrestling events. Went to Rampage, went to AEW Dark, went to New Japan before the night before the 44th Rumble Street or whatever. That was awesome. Got a lot to talk about, so let's get into it. Gonna start it off with some New Japan. Should I do New Japan first? Fuck it, yeah. We'll do New Japan Royal Quest, night one and night two. Only gonna talk about the matches that I really cared about. And the first match I really loved was Shuta Unimo versus Will Ospreay, and this match was interesting because it was the first, I'm pretty sure this was the first match ever that Red Shoes, Shooter's dad, was actually refereeing, which kind of leads to, you know, the Ospreay's conspiracy theories and all of that, New Japan officials screwing him and all that stuff. He's basically the conspiracy theorist in, like, remember Jericho back in WCW? But yeah, we got Shooter versus Will Ospreay, two of my favorite guys right there. Shooter does this cool fucking scoop slam. He picks him up like a regular scoop slam, holds him in the air, and he kind of just flops him like a flapjack in midair. That was cool. Hits a nice running drop kick after that. Ospreay with a running nasty Yakuza kick. Like, he does the kick exactly how Test used to do his boot. It's crazy because Ospreay's not the tallest dude ever, so he just fucking mows these people down with his Yakuza kick. Ospreay is chopping the soul out of Shooter while calling him a pussy the whole time. I kid you not, he called him a pussy like four times. Hurricanrana by Shooter gets caught in midair with a Liger Bomb right in his neck for a near fall. Shooter goes to push him off the rope. He goes for the Ox Cutter, but Shooter catches him in a cutter midair. Chops in about 20 to 30 Kawada kicks. Shooter's getting pissed off. He's getting his heat back, you know, getting some fire. But Ox caught out of nowhere for a near fall. Fucking Shooter, you know, comes back with a couple kicks, drop kicks. Hits the McGillicutter. Shouts out to the boy Shooter. I think AJ Styles used to do that move. It's a really cool move. I've always loved the McGillicutter. The fucking, like, spinning neck breaker thing. Ospreay with a pop-up Chelsea's grin. Picks him up. Liger Bomb right to the neck. He flips him around. This is Ospreay's thing now sometimes. He elbows him in the back of the head until basically Red Shoes stops the match. But the Red Shoes stopped the match very early because it was a sun. So they kind of played off that, like, oh, Red Shoes, you should have let this going. Because last time this happened with Sonata, Sonata got his orbital bone broken. So, you know, legitly shoot-wise, too. So they were just like, oh, he's just protecting his son, whatever. So I thought this was a really good story. And I feel like they need to do the rematch. And the Shooter needs to tell his dad to fuck off, basically, that he's a man. But, yeah, this is a very fun match. Then, this was the match that everybody was talking about, and I completely get it. This was one of the very good tag team match. FTR versus Aussie Open for the IWGP World Heavyweight title. I mean, tag team titles. Crowd is going nuts for both teams. You know, we got the usual UK singing and all that stuff. So we get a chop by freaking Davis that slices Dax's chest open. So how does Dax respond? He chops Davis so hard that his chest gets busted open. So we're both men are bleeding from their chest just from chops. So we're off to a great start. Top rope back suplex by Cash on Fletcher. Nasty brain buster by Fletcher for a near fall. Dax hits a three German suplexes. We get a pop-up double team cutter by Aussie Open. I really love that move where he just like gets him in the power slam position. He kind of chucks him in the air and Fletcher catches him with a nasty cutter. Good shit, good shit. FTR hits the old world's greatest tag team finisher. They even bring it up, the freaking Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas. The thing where he, like, leapfrogs over him and, like, kind of crushes him. We got a nice dive there by Cash, who doesn't, you know, what happened in the no flips, just fist. But it was a really nice suicide dive. He went, like, halfway through the ramp and took out everybody. I was like, Jesus Christ. Dax is busted open hard way. We get a torture rack airplane spin slam by Davis for a near fall. Slingshot powerbomb by Dax. And then the double spike pile driver by FTR for a near fall. Title to the face, but Cash kicks out. I really thought that was it. I really thought Aussie Osmond was going to win there. Cash kicks out of Aussie Open's second finisher. I forgot what it's called, but now Mark Davis is now busted open. Double sharpshooter by FTR. They do this really cool spot. I thought they were going to repeat the spot from NXT, but do it on the other guys. But they actually did a cooler spot. Fletcher stops Davis from tapping out and starts slapping the shit out of him, basically saying, "You better not fucking tap out." This pisses him off. He gets up. They both get out of both of submissions. Freaking, that was really good stuff. Aussie Open hit the big rig shatter machine on FTR, but then FTR hits their own shatter machine for the win. And yeah, what a great match. Aussie Open, like I said, they're a very fucking good tag team. God, I was just like, these guys are hopefully getting more and more respect on the tag team, bro. That was good shit. And then we get the best match from night two was Zack Sabre Jr. versus Naito. I always love these two guys going at it. They were having a lot of fun for this match. So this was a match for the number one contendership for the IWGP US title. Feels like Naito has just been extra over again. Like, I feel like they really need to throw a mid-card title on him, and he needs to start doing that thing he was doing where he just throws a title around him. Because I've been seeing a lot of people just kind of like, you know, romanticize about that time of Naito. Even me, I was showing some people, I'm just like, look how cool this guy was. Like I said, Naito's extra over, hits Tankilo pose, the crowd explodes. Naito is playing with Zack, running in and out of the ring, not letting him touch him. Zack then tries to go hit a dive, which I laughed. I'm like, I've never seen Zack Sabre Jr. do a high-flying move. Then he hits his own Tankilo pose where he, like, sticks both middle fingers out. Then we get to the real match. Zack starts destroying Naito's arm the whole match and fingers. Naito makes a comeback, getting the crowd to chant Zack's name, which is hilarious. Anytime he was on offense, he's just like, you know, Zack Sabre Jr. We get a spine buster by Naito for a near fall. Then he hits his back elbows. These things are so vicious looking, man. They're like Kevin Nash's elbows on cocaine. Top rope Frankensteiner by Naito. He starts to really come back. Zack driver out of nowhere for a near fall. Zack has a fucking submission. He's beat Naito of this before, where he locks in both arms and both legs of somebody in a crazy-looking submission. This usually tapped out Naito before, but he gets out of it. Freaking Zack Sabre then PKs the living hell out of Naito. I thought Naito was going to forget his identity. Naito gets up. Destino hits another one right after, and that was it. Which, you don't see Naito beating Zack Sabre Jr. a lot. Zack Sabre Jr. has kind of had his number. I think the official standing is now 2-2, if I am correct. But yeah, that was New Japan Royal Quest Night 1 and Night 2. Really, 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 really fun show. Very fun show. Worth it alone just for the FTR and freaking Aussie Open match for sure. All right. So that was Royal Questy. Let's see what's nexty. That's horrible. Oh my god. Let's do New Japan Declaration of Power here. A lot of fun matches on this show. We got brand new member of LIJ, Titan or Titan or whatever you want to call it. I just call him Titan. He seems very dope. Another Spanish guy, even. You know, one of the only non-speaking Japanese guys in LIJ. I only think of early on, probably Andrade when he was La Sombra. And if you want to count Rush in Mexico, but I don't know if they'll count that LIJ. Because, you know, those Imo Gobernador was the Japón, and the other one was just Imo Gobernador, so we'll see. But we get Master Wato versus Taiji Ishimori here. Basically, this is a number one contenders match, and if Wato can beat Ishimori, he gets a title shot. I'm a real big fan of Master Wato. He reminds me a lot of a young AJ Styles, and that is a very good compliment. Like, he reminds me of early AJ, when AJ would just go out there and just do crazy shit. We get a TKO by Ishimori on the steel barricade throat first. That sucked. Ishimori is whooping this man's ass. Snaps his neck with his feet. Ishimori with the lapel lock, basically taking it easy, trying to get the tap out. Wato locks in his submission, which is a weird-looking fucking... It's like a weird ground abdominal stretch. We get a pop-up German by Wato for a near fall. Freaking Wato hits his insane-looking side crucifix bomb. Wato then goes for the spiral tap, misses. Nasty half-and-half driver, and Wato beats Ishimori clean. non-title. So that's definitely going to be the next feud. Ishimori's been unstoppable, man. He beat... Everyone thought Desperado was going to beat him. He beat Desperado. Everyone thought for sure Hiromu was going to beat him. And he tapped out Hiromu clean. I think he tapped out Desperado and Hiromu clean. So Ishimori's been on the roll. So it's good to see like a young up-and-comer Master Wado take him down. We get a Shingo Takagi versus ELP El Fantasmo versus a Who's Your Daddy match. So this is all started where... El Fantasma was calling himself Shingo's daddy, and then Shingo started calling him ELP's daddy. Then they're wearing the shirts saying Shingo's daddy, El Fantasma's daddy. So we got a Who's Your Daddy match. It's kind of a mixture of a regular pinfall match, but it's kind of like an I Quit match too, because they kept grabbing the mic and he's like, you call him daddy. So this has been a very fun rivalry. Shingo stealing people's, ELP stealing Shingo's socks at one point. That was great. Shingo starts spanking freaking ELP, and then we get serious. ELP would dive to the outside, springboard swanton into a springboard moonsault back to back, like one side of the ring, other side of the ring. This guy's crazy for a near fall. Shingo with a deadlift pop off Death Valley driver, pomping bomber, but ELP rolls out of it with the momentum, hits sudden death, the super kick, and then ELP hits his own pomping bomber, which fucking was weird, into the UFO neck breaker for a near fall. That was a great sequence there. Top rope Frankensteiner, and then the Thunder Kiss 86 splash by ELP for a near fall. CR2 by ELP, but Shingo actually kicks out, which I was shocked. Made in Japan, ELP kicks out. Shingo hits sudden death of his own and a nasty looking pile driver. And fucking ELP actually kicked out. This match really turned up. ELP tapped to a crazy looking octopus hold. Shingo now has a submission in his repertoire. And yeah, that was very fun match. These guys have great. Well, it's Shingo. Everyone has got really good chemistry here. He is ELP's daddy. ELP starts calling him Papa and all this stuff. He gives him the Johnny Cage nut shot. He breaks the KOPW trophy on Shingo, which I think they're ending that soon, which is kind of a shame. I kind of like the strange gimmick matches they were doing. And, you know, at least they were doing triple threats and four ways that way. But, yeah, that was a fun match. Then we get Okada versus Jonah. Another really good match. Jonah's New Japan career is already fantastic. I already think his is better than his NXT career. This guy's on fucking fire. Okada is getting murdered early on. Hard Irish whip into the steel barricades back to back. Running shoulder block off the apron to the floor to Okada. That was cool. Then Jonah, I'm like, oh shit, he's killing Okada. Razor's edge position. Chucks Okada like a sack of potatoes neck first into the steel post, Razor's Edge style. Fucking dope. Okada legit squealed like pure pain. Okada is trying to take out the legs of Jonah, but it's not working. Jonah gets him up, hits a fucking jackhammer for a near fall. Okada still trying to take out Jonah's legs. He wears him down to a knee, finally. Locks in the money clip. Then Jonah just says, fuck your life, bro. He squeezes out the money clip, clubs him in the back, and hits just a German suplex. Like, I kid you not, he Germans him maybe like fucking 5-6 feet in the air, lands right on his neck. Okada barely gets up. The man runs the rope, hits a fucking crazy looking lariat, big clothesline. Okada makes a comeback, hits the drop kick, hits a couple rainmakers, but they have no effect. Jonah with the Black Forest Bomb, and then he misses a tsunami splash. He had it with the Black Forest Bomb, but he went for the splash. Okada then he gets his German back, dumps Jonah on his neck. This is going crazy. The crowd is going fucking nuts. Okada with the big strikes, big drop kick, Mitsunoku driver, rainmaker for the win. Love the ending sequence. Fantastic match. And this is Jonah's first New Japan loss. Because even in the G1, he never lost by pinfall. It was always some bullshit. But, yeah, a big future for Jonah here for sure. This dude definitely had a great start in New Japan. Then we get Jay White versus Tama Tonga for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. This is Tama Tonga's biggest match. He's definitely having a breakout singles year this year. So Jay is just trying to piss off Tama Tonga early on, trying to slap him, you know, play around, laugh at him. Jay rips the ring apron off and tries to choke Tama with it. Tama with a stinger splash inside the ring. Blade Buster by Jay, which is his version of Bloody Sunday, is a cross, like brain buster. Tonga twist for a near fall. Nasty twisting Uranagi by Jay White for a near fall. Jay locks in the Lion Tamer. Low blow by Jay and then a ref bump. Gato gives Jay a chair. Tama with his own low blow gets his low blow back. Jay with a complete shot into the deadlift German. Sleeper suplex right on his fucking neck. Then hits Bloody, Tama gets up and then hits Bloody Sunday, the original, on Jay, but he kicks out. Jay then fights back with a nice forearm. Regal plex right after that. Cross arm Bloody Sunday by Jay White. Guns, so the whole match he's been trying to hit the gun stun. He finally hits it, but Jay White kicks out, which the crowd lost all their energy. They thought that was it, because not a lot of people kick out of the gun stun. Snap Dragon by Tama. He's hitting all the former Bullet Club member stuff. Jay catches Tama in midair with the Blade Runner for the win. Very, very fun match. I thought this match was awesome. Like I said, it definitely adds even more stock to Tama Tonga's singles run here. But yeah, this was a very fun show. Definitely go watch Jonah and Okada for sure. I would definitely say that's the best match. Like, I feel like Jonah's been very good for Okada. I don't know what it is, but they just work together very fucking well. So definitely go check that out. All right, now we get to the WWE stuff. We covered New Japan. Now it's NXT Halloween Havoc, which was a pay-per-view now instead of an actual TV show, which I'm more glad it was a pay-per-view. This was a two-match card, honestly. Ladder match, world title match. The rest was just kind of meh. It was filler. But this is good stuff. We started off with the North American ladder match for the North American title. Nathan Frazier versus Mensa versus Von Wagner versus Wesley versus Carmelo Hayes. Frazier hits aces high on the outside from a ladder. Ladder shots to everybody. Big boot by Wagner, test style. We got a powerbomb on the ladder to poor Wesley. And then a leg drop by Wesley on the ladder. That had to suck. Then Melo returns to the favor with a reverse leg drop on a ladder to Wesley. Sabu style, Arabian facebuster shit. Frazier hits a fucking reverse Spanish fly from the middle rope to Melo on a fucking ladder. That looked like it sucked. That looked painful. Mento with a crazy dive. Almost killed himself. Trick and Stone go at it. The both managers are trying to win the match for their respective guys. Wagner makes a gigantic ladder bridge, almost kills the fan. High fly flow to Wagner through the ladder by Frazier, flying all over the place. And then we get a really crazy spot. Von Wagner military presses Wesley to the inside of the ring, to the outside of the ring, to the announce table. The announce table doesn't break. The man bounces off the announce table. He's dead. Fucking crazy. Meteora on the ladder by Wesley. Like, it was like from a ladder to a ladder. And then Wesley ends up actually winning, which I'm like, he took that spot. The man has to win the match. So Wesley, newer North American champion. He was actually my dark horse pick because I thought Frazier was going to win it. But hey, if we get Frazier and Wesley one-on-one, I'm down for that. We get this cool segment where Alba Fires basically turns into a horror movie with Toxic Attraction. Basically where she takes out all the members of Toxic Attraction and drags Mandy to the basically arena. She kidnaps Mandy and takes her to the arena. So that was cool. Apollo Crews versus Grayson Waller. This match was okay. Like I said, I like Grayson Waller. I like Crews, but it's a casket match, which was cool. But heat-seeking elbow by Waller. Belly-to-belly on the outside by Crews. Waller uses the pen on Crews' eye, which has been the story of their whole rivalry. Apollo gets put through the casket. The lights go out and a new casket comes out. That was fucking weird. Gut check by Crews. Both guys are fighting it out in the new big knight's coffin. Lowdown frog splash by Crews. Rolling thunder stunner by Waller. Then Crews just hits a choke slam on Waller and that's it. He wins the casket match. I was like, okay. Like, it was fun. It was not bad. Cora Jade versus Roxanne Perez in a Weapons Wild match. This match I was looking forward to, but I'm not going to lie. It was kind of okay. Both women are great, but it's something about... I don't know. I feel like the weapon stipulation didn't help this match because both of them were very uncomfortable hitting each other with these weapons. I felt like they should have just had a regular wrestling match and that would have been better. But Roxanne slides on Cora Jade on the skateboard. She like puts her on the skateboard and slides her out the ring. Rox with a kendo stick gets a bunch of shots, hits a bunch of shots to the bull rope. Kendo stick Russian leg sweep, white Russian leg sweep by Roxanne. Scoop slam on a high, really high platform. It's basically where Toxic Attraction always hangs out by Jade. Rox takes Jade with her as they both sacrifice themselves off the platform through a bunch of tables. Code Red on a bunch of chairs, and Roxy gets the win. Yeah, like I said, good stuff here. I also would have liked to see Cora Jade keep winning. You know, I feel like, you know, you could have, like, you know, made her more of a bigger heel that way, but... this was kind of a little sleeper match, but it was fun. It was Julius Creed versus Damon Kemp in an ambulance match. This match was just a bunch of shit. Like, it was entertaining, I'm not going to lie, but I have no real interest in seeing these guys fight one-on-one. And the Creed brothers are a tag team. I want to see them as a tag team. But it's an ambulance match. Julius throws chairs and pumpkins everywhere on the door of the ambulance. Julius traps Kemp on a wheelchair and basically beats the shit out of him from there. There was a gross spot where Damon Kemp or whatever, smashes Julius' hands on the door of the ambulance. That not happening. He does it three times. Julius beats the shit out of him with a chair just like he did to them. Powerbomb on the stretcher and Julius wins. So take it from there. As long as we get more vignettes of Roddy being in the ambulance, in the hospital, I'll take it. We get Alba Fire versus Mandy Rose, and this match is very disappointing. Alba comes out, brings Mandy, spine busted by Mandy, Toxic Attraction comes out, V-Trigger done. Basically, it does the usual bullshit. It's just like, this was a TV match, like, what the hell? Then, the main event, my favorite match of the night. This match was fucking incredible, because it has the man, Dragunov, right there, baby. We get Bron Breakker, Dragunov, and versus JD, don't Google me. These guys are all great. Exactly, these two are my favorite NXT UK guys. NXT World Title, JD is getting attacked by both men from the start. Moonsault Uranagi combo by JD. Bron for suplex on both men. Then Death Valley Driver on Bron Breakker. Then a coast to coast by Dragunov. That was cool. Nasty headbutt to Bron by JD. JD then gets hit with a Frankensteiner into a powerbomb by both Dragunov and Bron Breakker. JD lost his soul from a slap by Dragunov and then a moonsault to the outside by JD. 450, like, he definitely held the match together. Like, I feel like he did a lot of the work. He hit a 450, got Bron up, hit a brainbuster for a near fall. Triple German by Dragunov. Bron hits a German on both men. At the same time, top roll bulldog by Bron, military press slam, torpedo Moscow, but JD stops it, but he had it won. Spanish fly from top rope, torpedo Moscow on the outside, Dragunov comes in, a spear by Bron for the win. And yeah, this match is crazy. I definitely say everyone should go check it out. It was a very fun match. I really, really, really wish this was the time to put the title on Dragunov, though. I love Bron Breakker, but I really want to see, like, fucking Dragunov have a nice title run. Because this guy is legit the best wrestler in the WWE. There's no one even close. AJ Styles, Seth Rollins, they're all right there. But I really think fucking Dragunov over there is the best wrestler in the whole WWE. Like, I think he's one of the best wrestlers in the whole universe, but this guy's insane. All right, let's get into the end over here. Got a lot of stuff to talk about here. WWE Extreme Rules. Definitely one of the best Extreme Rules pay-per-views in a long time because every fucking match had a stipulation. And other than one match, which I thought was mid, every match in here slapped. It was good shit. We got Sheamus, Pete Dunne, and Ridge Holland versus Gunther, Fabian Aichner, and... what's his fucking new name? I want to say Marcel Bartel. What's his fucking name? Ludwig Kaiser. That's his shit. We got a six-man Donnybrook match, which is already dope because I like these Donnybrook matches. The match is going fucking nuts already. Nasty chops to Sheamus. My man's bleeding off his chest already. We got a Eurobomb on the outside by Imperium. Sheamus is going nuts. He's getting so fucking pissed off. 10 beats of the Baldwin to the tents of Goomfa. We got a white noise after that by Sheamus for a near fall. Bro kick, but Fabian saves it with a springboard splash. Sheamus locks in the clover leaf with that. He gets out of that shit. Shillelagh to the back of Sheamus where it breaks off. Walter and Sheamus are murdering each other with big strikes and chops. This is going fucking nuts. The crowd is losing it. Pete Dunne with a moonsault off a barrel to everybody. Walter ends up hitting a Shillelagh clothesline to Sheamus, but Sheamus kicked out. Shillelagh to the head of Walter. High cross through the table by Sheamus. Bro kick to Fabian. We are done here. And finally, Sheamus and the Brawling Brutes get a big win. This was fucking awesome. What a great opener. This was the match that was kind of mid. Was Ronda Rousey over there. You know, I love Ronda Rousey. Versus Extreme Liv Morgan now for the SmackDown Women's title. Extreme Rules match. This is the Extreme Rules match. Ronda keeps getting rid of basically any weapon that Liv is trying to use. Ronda slaps the living soul out of Liv Morgan. She went back to her NXT gimmick after that. Fucking yo. A couple bat shots by Ronda. They're really using this bat. Like, they're beating the shit out of each other with this bat. Liv gets destroyed with back shots. Oh, my God. Why did I write that in my notes? Liv gets destroyed with back shots by a bat. Oh, my God. So they're beating the shit out of each other. Ronda with a step-up knee for a near fall. Chair shots by Liv. 201 with a chair to the face. That's where she does like the side code breaker for a near fall by Liv. Sent down to the table by Liv. Ronda ends up choking out Liv and with some weird leg lock. It looked like Carmella's finisher kind of, but Liv is like smiling and enjoying it. But she finally gives up and Ronda Rousey wins back the SmackDown Women's title. Yeah, I thought the match was okay. It was mid. It was not bad, but it was not good. But I just can't get into Ronda Rousey matches. That's me. Drew McIntyre versus Killer Cross in a strap match. And I don't usually like strap matches, but I like that this was pinned. This wasn't the stupid touch the corner one. Cross refuses to put the strap on. Oh, my fucking God. Why? Why do I write this stuff? He beats the shit out of Drew McIntyre while Drew McIntyre is strapped up. Oh, boy. They're fighting in the crowd. We got a sidewalk slam on the apron. That had to suck. Drew puts the strap on. Killer Cross his arm. He has no choice. Shoulder block to Drew there. Freaking flatliner on the announce table. Doomsday Saito by Cross. Neckbreaker by Drew. Really nice looking neckbreaker. Future Shock DDT after hitting. What did he say? He hit Cross with like a million straps. Like, he was just smacking the fuck out of him. Scarlett gets the pepper spray, and then Cross hits the hammer elbow to the back for the win. Yeah, I'm surprised they gave Cross the win, but that's the problem. You kind of made a rivalry where both guys need to win right now. Like, do I enjoy this rivalry? Yes. Do I love Cross as a character? Yeah, but, like, Drew just came from a big embarrassing loss to the Tribal Chief, you know what I mean? So, I hope this feud doesn't go on too long. Bianca versus Bayley in a ladder match. This match was fucking great. This was awesome, man. I had high hopes for this match, and I think this was the first ever like straight up pay per view women's ladder match. Double cross body right away. Scoop slam on the ladder, then a moonsault by Bianca. Sunset flip power bomb on the ladder by Bayley. Bayley sets up Bianca laying on the ladder, does this crazy running flying elbow to the ladder. Oh, that looked disgusting. Bayley's elbow looked like it got destroyed. We get the KOD by Bianca, but damage control comes in. Double KOD on both members at the same damn time. Bayley hits the rose plant on the ladder. Bianca uses the ladder. Basically, she cut the ladder in half, puts the ladder on her shoulders, picks up Bayley and the ladder at the same time. While holding them both up, she hits the KOD. That was fucking dope. Bianca gets the clean win. I thought for sure Bayley was going to win. And this is going to be the scapegoat of not paying Bianca, you know, kind of let her win the ladder match. But no, Bianca went in there and had the performance of a lifetime. That was awesome. Another fucking great match here. I love the story of this match. This was good stuff. I would probably say Bianca and Bayley was the best match, but this was definitely my favorite match. It was Edge and Finn Balor and the I Quit match. Because now, you know, now that Triple H took over, Finn has the booking of a god. This man never rarely loses now. Edge is all over Finn, beating the shit out of him. Finn is killing Edge with these chops and going at Edge's knees. We get a figure four by Finn. That wears down Edge. Sling blade on the floor. Edge ends up slamming Finn on the barricade. Kind of like, not a spear, but like a spine buster-ish. Suplex on the floor by Edge. Finn is out. Edge gets the hockey stick for the cheap Canadian pop. Edge with a cross face with the hockey stick. Flapjack on the concrete by Edge. That had to suck for Finn. Submission with... it was weird. It was like with the stair railing. Like remember when like Charlotte put they put like Charlotte in the weird stair thing and did like the cross face. Edge killed with a chair back to back to back to back. Finn with a bunch of chair shots and strikes. He locks in a million different submissions trying to get Edge to tap. Finn smashed into a chair head first. Chair into Finn's knees. He's destroying the knees. And then while Edge is destroying his knees, he locks on the Educator. Priest comes in. Spear through the ropes by Edge. Rhea handcuffs Edge. Then a million kendo stick shots. Ray comes out. Basically, Dominic attacks Ray. Both Beth Phoenix comes out to help. Her and Rhea go at it. Beth try to free Edge. Edge goes crazy. He spears everybody in the fucking Judgment Day. Edge gets his low blow back on Dominic. Kicks him in the dick. Finn comes back with a sling blade. Then Edge hits another bunch of spears. Brass knuckles to the face of Beth Phoenix by Rhea Ripley. South of the Heaven choke slam to Edge. Double stomp by Finn three times on Edge. They're about to kill Beth. Basically, Edge has no choice to say I quit or they're going to concerto Beth. Rhea does it anyway. It's good shit here. This is a great storied match. And it was like 40 fucking minutes. I'll tell you, the day you would see a WWE match getting this much time. A main event time. The Fight Pit. Seth Rollins versus Matthew Riddle. This is the first ever Fight Pit in the main roster. I definitely hope they do more. Riddle is whooping Seth's ass because this is Riddle's environment. Seth can't... Exactly what Riddle said. You can wrestle all you want, but this is not wrestling. I'm going to beat the shit out of you. There's no ropes. Daniel Cormier is the fucking referee who's a Seth Rollins mark. We get the cage kick by Riddle early. I thought they would save that for an ending spot. He runs the cage, kicks him in the face. Ref gets pissed because Riddle hit him by mistake. Seth is rubbing his face and then two Chelsea's grins elbows. Seth with a pair of super kicks and a suplex on the cage wall. That had to suck. Five-star frog splash by Seth. Then Seth starts Kawada kicking the crap out of Riddle. Riddle hits an RKO out of nowhere. Seth with a curve stomp. Buckle bomb into the corner of the Fight Pit. That had to suck. Seth then gets him up, hits a pedigree for a near fall there. RKO from the top of the Fight Pit. And then the man hits a crazy senton from the top of the Fight Pit that had to be at least 10, 15 feet. Riddle looked like he broke his ass bone. Riddle then jumps up randomly, gets a triangle in there, and Seth immediately taps out. And that's it. I really didn't like the finish, but this was a fun match. It was a fun pay-per-view. And then we top it off with the fucking return of Bray Wyatt, which was perfectly done. He comes out the Brody Lee door. You know, the light tunnel door. He has all the firefight. He's like normal Bray. He's like Swamp Bray, kind of. And yeah, that what a great, great, great fun show. Which I never thought I would say that on Extreme Rules. Extreme Rules where every match had a stipulation and it actually mattered. Like, that was really good stuff. All right, let's get into the end over here. Got a lot of stuff to talk about here. WWE Extreme Rules, definitely one of the best Extreme Rules pay-per-views in a long time because every fucking match had a stipulation. And other than one match, which I thought was mid, every match in here slapped. It was good shit. We got Sheamus, Pete Dunne, and Ridge Holland versus Gunther, Fabian Aichner, and what's his fucking new name? I want to say Marcel Bartel. What's his fucking name? Ludwig Kaiser. That's his shit. We got a six-man Donnybrook match, which is already dope because I like these Donnybrook matches. The match is going fucking nuts already. Nasty chops to Sheamus. My man's bleeding off his chest already. We got a Eurobomb on the outside by Imperium. Sheamus is going nuts. He's getting so fucking pissed off. 10 beats of the Belgian to the tents of Gunther. We got a white noise after that by Sheamus for a near fall. Bro kick, but Fabian saves it with a springboard splash. Sheamus locks in the cloverleaf, but that he gets out of that shit. Shillelagh to the back of Sheamus where it breaks off. Walter and Sheamus are murdering each other with big strikes and chops. This is going fucking nuts. The crowd's losing it. Pete Dunne with a moonsault off a barrel to everybody. Walter ends up hitting a Shillelagh clothesline to Sheamus, but Sheamus kicked out. Shillelagh to the head of Walter. High cross through the table by Sheamus. Bro kick to Fabian. We are done here. And finally, Sheamus and the Brawling Brutes get a big win. This was fucking awesome. What a great opener. This was the match that was kind of mid. Was Ronda Rousey over there. You know, I love Ronda Rousey. Versus Extreme Liv Morgan now for the SmackDown Women's Title Extreme Rules match. This is the Extreme Rules match. Ronda keeps getting rid of basically any weapon that Liv is trying to use. Ronda slaps the living soul out of Liv Morgan. She went back to her NXT gimmick after that. Fucking yo. A couple bat shots by Ronda. They're really using this bat. Like, they're beating the shit out of each other with this bat. Liv gets destroyed with back shots. Oh my god. Why did I write that in my notes? Liv gets destroyed with back shots by a bat. Oh my god. So they're beating the shit out of each other. Ronda with a step-up knee for a near fall. Chair shots by Liv. 201 with a chair to the face. That's where she does like the side code breaker for a near fall by Liv. Sent down to the table by Liv. Ronda ends up choking out Liv and with some weird leg lock. It looked like Carmella's finisher kind of, but Liv is like smiling and enjoying it. But she finally gives up and Ronda Rousey wins back the SmackDown Women's title. Yeah, I thought the match was okay. It was mid. It was not bad, but it was not good. But I just can't get into Ronda Rousey matches. That's me. Drew McIntyre versus Killer Cross in a strap match. And I don't usually like strap matches, but I like that this was pinned. This wasn't the stupid touch the corner one. Cross refuses to put the strap on. Oh, my fucking God. Why do I write this stuff? He beats the shit out of Drew McIntyre while Drew McIntyre is strapped up. Oh, boy. They're fighting in the crowd. We got a sidewalk slam on the apron. That had to suck. Drew puts the strap on. Killer Cross his arm. He has no choice. Shoulder block to Drew there. Freaking flatliner on the announce table. Doomsday Saito by Cross. Neckbreaker by Drew. Really nice looking neckbreaker. Future Shock DDT after hitting... what did he say? He hit Cross with like a million straps. Like he was just smacking the fuck out of him. Scarlet gets the pepper spray and then Cross hits the hammer elbow to the back for the win. I'm surprised they gave Cross the win, but that's the problem. You kind of made a rivalry where both guys need to win right now. Like, do I enjoy this rivalry? Yes. Do I love Cross as a character? Yeah, but like Drew just came from a big embarrassing loss to the Tribal Chief, you know what I mean? So, I hope this feud doesn't go on too long. Bianca versus Bayley in a ladder match. This match was fucking great. This was awesome, man. I honestly had high hopes for this match, and I think this was the first ever, like, straight-up pay-per-view women's ladder match. Double crossbody right away. Scoop slam on the ladder. Then a moonsault by Bianca. Sunset flip powerbomb on the ladder by Bayley. Bayley sets up Bianca laying on the ladder, does this crazy running flying elbow to the ladder. Oh, that looked disgusting. Bayley's elbow looked like it got destroyed. We get the KOD by Bianca, but damage control comes in. Double KOD on both members at the same damn time. Bayley hits the rose plant on the ladder. Bianca uses the ladder Basically, she cut the ladder in half, puts the ladder on her shoulders, picks up Bayley and the ladder at the same time. While holding them both up, she hits the KOD. That was fucking dope. Bianca gets the clean win. I thought for sure Bayley was going to win. And this was going to be the scapegoat of not pinning Bianca, you know, kind of let her win the ladder match. But no, Bianca went in there and had the performance of a lifetime. That was awesome. Another fucking great match here. I love the story of this match. This was good stuff. I would probably say Bianca and Bayley was the best match. But this was definitely my favorite match. It was Edge and Finn Balor in the I Quit match. Because now, you know, now that Triple H took over, Finn has the booking of a god. This man never rarely loses now. Edge is all over Finn, beating the shit out of him. Finn is killing Edge with these chops and going at Edge's knees. We get a figure four by Finn. That wears down Edge. Sling blade on the floor. Edge ends up slamming Finn on the barricade. Kind of like, not a spear, but like a spine buster-ish. Suplex on the floor by Edge. Finn is out. Edge gets the hockey stick for the cheap Canadian pop. Edge with a cross face with the hockey stick. Flapjack on the concrete by Edge. That had to suck for Finn. Submission with it was weird. It was like with the stair railing. Like remember when like Charlotte they put like Charlotte in the weird stair thing and did like the cross face. Edge killed with a chair back to back to back to back. Finn with a bunch of chair shots and strikes. He locks in a million different submissions trying to get Edge to tap. Finn smashed into a chair head first. Chair into Finn's knees. He's destroying the knees. And then while Edge is destroying his knees, he locks on the Educator. Priest comes in. Spear through the ropes by Edge. Rhea handcuffs Edge. Then a million kendo stick shots. Ray comes out. Basically, Dominic attacks Ray. Both Beth Phoenix comes out to help. Her and Rhea go at it. Beth try to free Edge. Edge goes crazy. He spears everybody in the fucking Judgment Day. Edge gets his low blow back on Dominic. Kicks him in the dick. Finn comes back with a sling blade. Then Edge hits another bunch of spears. Brass knuckles to the face of Beth Phoenix by Rhea Ripley, South of the Heaven chokeslam to Edge, double stomp by Finn three times on Edge. They're about to kill Beth. Basically, Edge has no choice to say I quit, or they're going to concerto Beth. Rhea does it anyway. It's good shit here. This is a great storied match, and it was like 40 fucking minutes. I'll tell you, the day you would see a WWE match getting this much time. A main event time, the Fight Pit, Seth Rollins versus Matthew Riddle. This is the first ever Fight Pit in the main roster. I definitely hope they do more. Riddle is whooping Seth's ass because this is Riddle's environment. Seth can't, exactly what Riddle said, you can wrestle all you want, but this is not wrestling. I'm going to beat the shit out of you. There's no ropes. Daniel Cormier is the fucking referee who's a Seth Rollins mark. We get the cage kick by Riddle early. I thought they would save that for an ending spot. He runs the cage, kicks him in the face. Ref gets pissed because Riddle hit him by mistake. Seth is rubbing his face and then two Chelsea's Grin's elbows. Seth with a pair of super kicks and the suplex on the cage wall. That had to suck. Five-star frog splash by Seth. Then Seth starts Kawada kicking the crap out of Riddle. Riddle hits an RKO out of nowhere. Seth with a curve stomp, buckle bomb into the corner of the Fight Pit. That had to suck. Seth then gets him up, hits a pedigree for a near fall there. RKO from the top of the Fight Pit, and then the man hits a crazy senton from the top of the Fight Pit that had to be at least 10, 15 feet. Riddle looked like he broke his ass bone. Riddle then jumps up randomly, gets a triangle in there, and Seth immediately taps out. And that's it. I really didn't like the finish, but this was a fun match. It was a fun pay-per-view. And then we top it off with the fucking return of Bray Wyatt, which was perfectly done. He comes out the Brody Lee door, you know, the light tunnel door. He has all the firefight. He's like normal Bray. He's like Swamp Bray, kind of. And yeah, that what a great, great, great fun show, which I never thought I would say that on Extreme Rules. Extreme Rules where every match had a stipulation and it actually mattered. Like, that was really good stuff.